Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Place absolute maximum 75%, and just as with the owner-occupier market, you'll actually have to pay a lot more in terms of interest rate for those higher loan-to-value, with a lot of the better deals coming in at 60%. So you do need quite a commitment to get into buy-to-let now, 40% to nab the best rates. Mm-hmm. Some of the better rates, again, what's the best deal is going to very much depend on you. What we have seen, very big fees coming into buy-to-let now. So whilst the rates can be really quite low, so people like the Mortgage Works, for example, are pushing out some really quite low interest rates, two-year fix around 4.39, you will actually face a fee of up to 3.5% of the mortgage amount, so really chunky fees. There are a few lenders still putting out flat fee products, but you will start to see the interest rate rise accordingly. And you, even on the flat fees, you'd be looking at £1,000. So you do need to do your sums in terms of working out what's going to be best for you.
And are we likely to see a wider choice of products being offered by lenders soon?
I wouldn't be holding my breath, to be honest. I think we're looking at a tough market next year. Before we start to see lenders pushing out broader products, maybe we'll just see a little bit more competition. That will probably start around the lower LTV mark, if we're going to see that, and then maybe push into 70-75%, but I don't expect to see many new entrants at all, if any, and we're looking at a very limited market. We still need to see the owner-occupier market improve in terms of competitiveness before we'll actually see buy-to-let start to open out, I think.
How will the potential regulation of the buy-to-let market impact the sector?
Whether the buy-to-let sector should be regulated has been a hot topic ever since regulation came in for mortgages. I think that's only going to gather pace. And from a consumer's point of view, I think there is an element there where it will be more transparent that buy-to-let is actually regulated in exactly the same way as the mortgage on their own home. In terms of the impact on the market, I expect to be fairly minimal.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.